Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and you all know Tracy. She's my cohort and wonderful master co-host. Oh, and Latte.
And Latte, who wants to be in my lap today.
Yes, yes. Tracy and Latte. They're going to be a duo. I have a feeling this is going to be a... She wants to get him a little headset.
Yep. Let's vote on that, you guys.
Totally. Why not?
And as our special guest tonight, we have one of our new level 3 practitioners, QHHT level 3 practitioners. Yay. John McClucky, all the way from Australia.
I'm down here in Australia. That's right. Hello.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yeah. Luckily it's not horribly early in the morning for you. So this was a good workout here.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I would have made it happen. Totally. I can't believe I'm on the Metaphysical Hour.
Hey,
believe it.
Well, welcome.
This is like one of those Make-A-Wish programs. You made a wish, you got on.
Totally.
Actually, what it was is you kept poking Tracy. Finally, he's like, "Hey, John." I was like, "Yeah, we need to have John on." It did it.
That's a very nice perspective on it, because you say you keep poking, whereas I say I keep nagging.
Nagging. And the first time that happened, I think Julia was out of town, so I was waiting for her to get back to say something, and that's the way it went. But I'm gonna let Julia ask you some questions, because people just came in my front door. I'm gonna mute.
Okay. All right. What I'd like to do, John, because I want everybody to get to know you and learn how wonderful you are and see your beautiful heart like we see you. And I would love for you to tell us your journey, how you got to, journey through metaphysics, through QHHT, into this, into the world of QHHT, really. So you were born... Yeah.
I was born in New Zealand. It's like an interview. Tell me where you were born.
I didn't know that. So. Okay.
Oh, that explains a lot.
So tell us about yourself.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Born in New Zealand. Moved over here when I was 30. Okay. And Australia is very awesome, but New Zealand is very, very spiritual. It's a very spiritual place, and it's very, very connected. Yeah. And what I found in my sessions is a lot of New Zealand Maoris that I do sessions with.
Right.
It's reverberating.
Oh, that's cool. Sorry about that. That's me trying to be techie again, and I do it horribly. But for anyone listening, we are now live over on the Dolores Cannon's official Dolores Cannon group.
Fantastic. Okay.
That's what I want to talk about. That's all the juicy, but it's quite funny.
Let's hear how you got into this whole metaphysical world. Let's hear that first. Okay. So.
Yeah. Okay. So I was always fascinated in how the mind works. I always believe that it's the most powerful thing that we have.
Right.
And just using it as a sports analogy, like what made people, everybody had the same physical attributes, but the only difference was their attitude and their mindset.
Yeah.
And it always fascinated me, and people like mentalists always fascinated me as I was growing up. And then I always had a curiosity about astrology, and I always had a fascination growing up as how psychics do it, trying to work it out. I was like, how do they actually do what they do? That's my very much conscious mind. Mm-hmm. So, and then I had a calling to do the clinical hypnotherapy side of things. Mm-hmm. Which was awesome. I sort of worked out how, that's how you do stop smoking, and that's how you do like real basic. It's really good. But then as part of it, Dolores Cannon. I found Dolores Cannon, and she just blew my mind. Like everybody, you see Dolores Cannon, and you're just like, wow, who is this woman? And then you just get hooked, and man, you just start listening to her, and before you know it, you're just doing the training, and you're just like, she had all the answers that I was looking for, but really all the answers were within, and she was just that connection that I was looking for.
Right.
And her, I really, really, really love the therapy side of things with divorce, the healing side of things. Like, don't get me wrong, I love her stories and I love the books and the session stories that come into my office are just phenomenal and I love them. But I love the healing and I love the person that comes into the office and hearing their story and their life journey. And it's just phenomenal. I just love it. Just love it. it's so cool, and it's really weird because me as a practitioner, I've got all this information about all this universal stuff, and I always ask the higher self or the subconscious, I always bring it back to them and I say, well, that's good, but is this for the client to know, or is it for me to know, or what is this, does this interest the client? And if the higher self says, well, no, not really, I'll always bring it back. Well, that's fine. Can we bring it back to the client? Because that's what the session is right. about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whereas I can see how some practitioners would get really like, wow, this is amazing, I can write it. But they sort of get lost in that story, whereas I try and bring it back down to the client and what's mm-hmm. going on in their life mm-hmm. so they can move forward in their life and they can have this awareness that it's...
Absolutely, because that's the beauty of QHHT. It's showing them what is relevant for their life right now. It's what is
totally.
and things like that. So that is the therapy. That is the healing, because you're showing things that will bring relevance to everything
totally.
Right now. And so absolutely, yeah. that's the beauty of it.
It's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
And along the way, you can get some of this really cool information. But yeah,
totally. Mm-hmm. Totally, yeah. Yeah, it's just trying to connect it back to the client. With
mm-hmm.
I'm just bringing it back down to the client. The sessions have got nothing to do with me. They've got nothing to do with this, mm-hmm. the stories or my life or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very much bring it back down to the client.
Yes.
And when they walk out, I really hope they listen to their recording. And it really has... the potential to really change their life, just like it did with me.
Well, I'm going to jump on you because you made that comment. They need, you know, to, you hope they listen to the recording. So what have you found to be beneficial about listening to that recording? Why do clients need to listen to that recording afterwards?
It really triggers off whatever their subconscious has shown them in the hypnosis part. I try and get them to see in as much detail as they can and try and describe it. And I always tell the clients, if they listen to it again, bring up those pictures, have a look around, because you can actually get a lot more of the story yourself mm-hmm. while you're there, and you can fill in all those blanks yourself. And then with the higher self part, I say it's really important, because whatever healing or whatever it says, it's going to be relevant to you, but it's going to be a bit like when you watch a movie. When you watch a movie the first time, you're like, wow, that was really entertaining. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watch it a second time, you'd be like, oh, okay. But if you watch that movie 10 times, you're starting to actually understand it. You're
right. Thinking,
wow. And then with a session, if you listen to it maybe 6 months down the road or even a year down the road, it's going to say something. You'd be like, man, I've never heard that before. But that mm-hmm. is so relevant to what's going on in my life now.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that the information comes in layers. And so as you keep listening to it, you know, you're working through layers of information. And
totally.
That's why it's applicable now, and it's applicable 6 months, a year from now. It just keeps working, you know, as you're working on one layer, then you move down another one. I mean, it's so relevant. It just keeps moving.
You know, it makes me think of, John, you referred to it like a movie. You're watching a movie or something in your mind. And it makes me think of The Matrix, because how many times do we have to watch The Matrix? And every time there's something in there that you're like, oh, I didn't catch that last time. Yeah. Oh, look at that. I didn't even notice that last time. And that's what I think people get out of listening again. They're like, I don't remember saying that, or I don't remember that being in there. And this time they're getting it and they're absorbing it and they're ready for that piece. So,
Totally.
And something else that was said in sessions, they have said that the more you listen, see, when you listen to it again, you're put back, just like you were saying, you're right back into that scene. You're put back in that vibration and that frequency that the healing happened, and if it was healing that happened. And so then with that, then that just keeps reinforcing and causing even more healing. So it's not just done. It's not one and done as far as that's it, you're done, no, listen. I mean, that's why you listen, because that session can last for a very long time.
Yeah, totally.
The after effects because of that listening. Very cool.
It can be very much just the beginning. It's very much, it could be very much the beginning of your new life, if that's what you choose to create.
That's true.
Hey, new life, that brings me to a question. Yeah. How has it changed your life to do QHHT as a practitioner?
As a practitioner?
Yeah.
Wow. Talk about like living a dream. Oh, wow. Who would have thought that Dolores was so giving into teaching us, and she taught us everything. There's nothing that she didn't know that she hasn't taught us in the levels. But to do it as a career, like Suzanne Spooner puts it perfectly, like this is the best job in the universe, and the universe is and it's incredible. Like it's just really hard to put into words, like just how honored and how blessed I feel to be doing this.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes it is hard to find the words to express this kind of work, because it's so transformational. And so I agree, it's powerful. And Julia, you're teaching the world how to do it.
I had a great teacher. Just carrying it on.
Yeah, that's right. Just going back to Julia, there's a lot of people that I talk to, and they don't actually realize that you were with her the whole way. Mm-hmm. Like the whole journey, you were with her, and it always makes me laugh. And I always tell people to go and watch the YouTube videos, and Dolores is there, and it's question time, because question time is my favorite. And Dolores is usually sitting there, and she's nodding, and it's quite a long-winded question, and Dolores is there nodding.
This is perfect, John, because there's questions in the chat room for you. Would you like to answer them?
Okay. I'm just going back to Dolores and Julia, and because it always makes me laugh. And Dolores is like, and then she'll go, "I didn't hear a word you said. What did you say, Julia?" And then always makes me laugh so much. People don't actually realize that you were there, because you were very much in the background and just letting Dolores to do her thing. But even the whole QHHT module, like you were there the whole time. You were very much the guinea pig, as you like to say.
Yeah, she practiced a lot on me.
She says that with love.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And then looking back on your perspective, like even after all the sessions and that she had, like she'd very much go and tell you about it, Julia. And just, this is what happened and that's what happened. And it was very much a team. To me, it was very much a team effort. But that's my perspective.
Thank you. Yeah, it was. We did a lot together. We would discuss so much. And I mean, at that point, she was the one that was on the stage and doing all of that. But we were very much working hand in hand, teamwork. We were a great team. We really were.
Yeah, totally.
it was a huge hole when she passed. It was like I had this, I was lost. I'll just be honest. I was lost for a while, trying to have to, how do I work this out? And my counterpart is gone. She's the main one here, you know, and she was gone. And I had to do a little fast tap dancing, and I think I'm doing better now.
Yeah, you might have it down a little.
I think I've got the dancing down.
You're doing awesomely. Thank you.
I want to share a memory, a little fun story before we get to the questions that are coming in there. I remember the level, no, about you, John.
No.
He's always wanting me to tell stories about
mom. Be afraid.
This is about you.
It's all good. It's all good.
I remember last year in Sydney, it was in Sydney, I think, right? Your level two class.
Yeah.
Yes. And I remember the first day of class, and you're sitting over there on the side, you're on the outside edge of the room, and you're just, I'm like, oh boy, I'm not sure about this guy. I can't tell. I can't read him. I can't figure out what's going on with him. He just seems like, I mean, those arms are crossed, and it's like, feels like he's resisting. he's like got this wall and everything. And then we spoke at a break, and I was like, oh, so how you doing? and you're like, oh, no, that's not it at all. And so that was just so, you know, so it's not all.
No.
You know, it just felt like you're heavily evaluating. I just don't know about this stuff. And you were like, no, I'm right here.
I find that's where I get, that's where I disagree with body language experts and stuff like that. Like they'll say somebody's crossed mm-hmm. arm, but then it's a defense mechanism. Very much with me, if I'm crossed arm and if I'm like this, I find I'm just 100%
focused,
just listening. And I'm creating my own little bubble, and there's nothing else around, and I was just very much focused on you, and I couldn't believe it, because that was the very first break, and mm-hmm. I couldn't believe that everybody else in the room went out and had their coffee and their biscuits or whatever, and it was just me and you in the room. I was like, oh my God, there's Julia Cannon. Wow. Yeah, and that's why I felt it was important for me on that last day to make that video of me just doing that interview with you and put it up on YouTube, because yeah. it really shows you just how humble and kind you are. And yeah, it was amazing.
And that was such a sweet video that you did. We were all touched by your beautiful words. Just gorgeous.
Oh, that thank you on the end. That's on the level two training. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was so funny, because I sent that to Suzanne mm-hmm. Spooner, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then I very much gave her and gave QHHT the rights to anything that I do. I'm like, I don't care. You can use any video. You can use anything that I post. It's yours. It's all sharing. And then Jovi from China, she actually sent me a message with a photo on the level two training and going, they're using your video. And I was like, oh.
That's how much we love it.
I was like, how embarrassing. But then another part of me texted her back straight away and I said, is it in English or is it in Chinese? Because what I envisioned was this like really bad 1980s movie where they had the bad interpreter of Chinese. And I was like, that would be hilarious. I was like, please.
Yeah.
That would have been so funny to watch myself
interpreted
in this Chinese like language. I would have just laughed. Yeah.
Well,
but unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, what we're portraying in that, I think it was being translated, but what was conveyed, what we were trying to get conveyed was that it was coming from the heart. And that doesn't matter what language it is. They can feel
that.
No,
that's right.
You know?
Yeah,
and
totally.
And that came through. They understood it.
Yeah, totally. And it's very, I always try and tell people It's there's so much strength in being vulnerable as a human. Mm-hmm. And I always give people this analogy. Even if you're a big, bad biker with lots of tattoos all over, big, tough, staunch guy, if they're at a wedding and they're giving away their daughter and they've got to do a speech and they're in tears, that's when everybody relates to that. Oh, you're a human behind that mask. You're actually a human with human feelings, and you're experiencing this. And that's when people can relate to it.
Right.
And yeah, and that's very much just coming from the heart. And I just spoke from the heart. And I couldn't thank you, Dolores, Kaya, and Suzanne enough. And everybody knows that's watched that. Suzanne's doing this.
Watch the video.
Totally.
Suzanne, totally. Gina, my favorite person.
Yes.
It's fantastic. It is so wonderful.
Yeah. And it's made its rounds.
Yeah, cool. I'm over it now. I'm happy and I laugh about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Julia. Sorry, Tracy. This is what I'm like every time I talk to Julia. I'm like, hey, Julia, can I ask you a question? Every time.
Just do it.
Mm. The whole level 3 training was, Julia, can I just ask you this? Julia Cannon. Now, it was Dolores' birthday the other day. Mm-hmm. Now, I would imagine that you would have seen a lot of birthdays with Dolores Cannon and experienced a lot of special occasions, especially overseas. Is there one, I'm putting you on the spot, but is there one that was a little bit weird or a little bit strange or just a bit out there? And I was thinking maybe she was in Peru once and instead of having a birthday cake, they might have had a guinea pig with a candle stuck on it. Something weird, or just anything. I'm sorry if I offended anybody.
A cake in another country. It wasn't for Mom, but we were in Bali, and we were out there. You know, those temples and everything, yeah. And we were on tours, and all these monkeys were around and everything, and jumping all over the place. And one of the people in our group, it was her birthday. And so at the end of the tour, they had arranged to have a birthday cake there. And then we were all singing happy birthday. It's so funny because we got there and you know they don't celebrate birthdays in Bali and whatever in their don't.
They're like, in their culture, wow.
In their culture they do not. And I was asking about that and they said, well, what's the big deal about turning another year older? Everybody can do that. That's not an accomplishment. It's like, well, so what do you celebrate? It's like accomplishments.
Wow.
And so whenever I said, yeah, exactly. And they were like, mm-hmm. So when they got the cake, they had so nice. They had the cake and they did all that. And it's like, okay, so what do we do? And they're like, I don't know. This is your thing. We don't do this. And so we all did the happy birthday and the monkeys were all around and we're eating and stuff. And the monkeys come up and they're like, can I have some too? But that was fun. I mean, that's probably one of the, that was very different. Like I said, it wasn't Mom's birthday, but we could pretend it was.
It was an experience. Yeah,
absolutely. We were all together. And it was just, yeah, that's the kind of things we did. We would go to these places and we were there. She was doing some talks. And it just happened and it was combined with a tour. So that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My favorite video, YouTube video, was the 2012 Transformational Conference. And it was when she walked in and then there was a standing ovation for her. And then you had to introduce her and I could see the tears in your eyes. Mm-hmm. It must have very much been a very proud moment. I could imagine that Dolores, I'm not sure if she was stoic or anything like that, but I could imagine that her heart would have just been like, wow.
This is, then, wow. Yeah, it was. It was like, see, she didn't really understand. I mean, she was just doing her thing. And then it's like, you know, how you go and you go and you go and you're just doing your thing and you're just going and moving and doing. And then all of a sudden it's like she stopped one time and looked around. It's like, whoa, did I do that? What's happening here? And that's kind of what was happening there. It was, you know, it's like I was just so proud of her and what she had done. And I was so excited that people were seeing. I'm going to cry right now. I was so excited that people were seeing
totally.
And acknowledging it. And it, yeah, very proud moment. Yes, thank you for the teaching.
Yeah,
it was just because she had worked so hard, and it was so nice that one, that she was starting to acknowledge it herself. She was starting to see what happened. And because we were in classes about, that was about when it started. And she'd look at, I mean, the classes were getting bigger and they were coming from everywhere. I mean, we had so many countries represented, and it was like, wow, how did this happen? And I was like, hello. and then she's like, did I do that? So it was just so gorgeous. And that's how it was in the very last class that she had, the very last live class. She came in and the class gave her, it was like the largest class we ever had.
Yeah,
I think it's still maybe, we're really close to getting there now, but, and everybody stood up, a standing ovation when she walked in, and she just came, walked down the middle of it, of the room, you know, cause I'd been talking to everybody ahead of time. And so she just came walking down and they did that. And I was, oh my gosh, I probably was bawling on that one.
Totally. Totally. Yeah, that's right. Cause there's people that see Dolores as the icon, but she's very much a human, having a human experience as well. A lot of people forget about that side of her, you know, the struggle that she had. I love Five Lives Remembered. I'm so thankful for you to getting her to actually publish that book, because it talks about the struggles and the nights that she cried in her bed alone, and she was crying and she just couldn't do it, and she just wanted to give up.
Right.
I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, that to me is the story that I just love, that part of him.
Mm-hmm.
But she's very much, that's the human part, and every human has that experience, and every human goes through with it.
Right.
And especially for Dolores, because she would have had all the pressure, and just, I couldn't even imagine what was going through her mind and what she was feeling. Yeah. But then in 2012, it was all just like, wow. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's like now.
Wow.
Yeah.
and she just never gave up, even when she wanted to. She just.
Well, she says, okay, if I do give up, what am I going to do? And because because you have to go there. It's like, okay, so let's say I do that, then what? And it's like, there's nothing else I want to do. I want to write. I want to do these things. So I guess I'll just keep going.
And have you two been faced with things just like that, you know, where you're just kind of hitting a wall and then you're like, ugh. But then you think, what else would I be doing? And it just kind of solidifies it and put you right back there.
I went through a real patch where just nothing was happening, and I was advertising and I was just getting bombarded with negativity, and I was just like, man. And I felt like I was letting it in, and it was starting to affect me. And then one night I went into meditation, and because I very much know what I want to do into a meditation, and I imagined that Dolores was in the on a park bench in a beautiful place, and I kept on going until I found her. And then I saw her, and she said, "You know what?" I said, "What?" She goes, "You don't know how many nights I've cried by myself, and I just had to keep going and going and going." And I was like, "Oh, fine, pity party over." Got up on my horse again. Thanks. Keep going.
Okay.
And I was like, I have no idea what you went through. No idea at all. And I'm feeling sorry for myself. And listen, learn. And everybody's got their own journey. And then the very next day, people started coming out of the woodwork and started defending me. No, John's not like that at all.
And see, mom would call that. She would always call that, it was like the testing time. And that gives you time to decide, what are you going to do? And it's like, if you're faced with that, it's like, then it's like, you could go either way. But as soon as you commit, she's like, okay, I'm going, then it shifts. It turns around for you. And that's
good.
It's like the universe is waiting for your commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be, I'm watching the chat rooms, you guys. I'm watching everybody join us. I just want to say hi to everybody that's out there in the chat rooms on Facebook. If you want to join us on the Facebook chats, we're on BBS Radio and Facebook, and we're on the official Dolores Cannon page. I'm watching those two chats. John, you've got a lot of people that are fellow practitioners. Some of them are just getting started. Some of them have been doing this a while. You know, there's a lot of support going on here in the chat rooms. And with everything that you've been saying, I think these are things that we all need to hear and remember as we get into these journeys, as we're facing the families that are like, what exactly do you do? What exactly is this higher self you're talking to? You know, these are really encouraging words for everyone that is a practitioner. Some people may be considering becoming one. And so I think this is beautiful that you're talking about this part of you that, you know, when it gets rough and you want to, you know, it's like, what else could I be doing? Because maybe this isn't it. And yet you push through that. So what would you say to people that are hitting that wall right now and are wondering, am I actually supposed to be doing this work? Why do I keep hitting these roadblocks? And all of us are facing one right now, and it's called the coronavirus, and we're being quarantined, and these are in-person sessions. So what would you tell people that are trying to figure out how to navigate that?
I really love what Kaya Wittenberg and Julia are doing on the Facebook feed. And they very much talk about that, and they go into a lot of detail about that. But for me personally, I had to, because I listened to Kaya, and I really take on board what he says, and I really went down to basics, and I got my website up and going more properly how I liked it. I got the YouTube going. I had more time for the videos and all that sort of stuff. It's a little bit different down here in Australia because we can still have sessions. So it's a little bit different here.
Wonderful.
But really?
Yeah, good news.
Yeah, but really it gets down to what Kai has said. Just really evaluate what's important in your life. Do I really need that? Do I really need this? And then ask yourself, why do you feel like you need that? Like why? What's the purpose in having that? If it's a material thing or if it's a... just whatever, it's really getting back down to you and it's quiet time and just focus on what you want. And it could honestly, it could be a whole start of a whole new life for you. And it's very much, I put the analogy of if you have a relationship with somebody and maybe you get divorced or you've gone through a divorce and it hurts at that time and it just sucks. It's just terrible and it's a horrible time through your life. But then when you get through to it on the other end, you're like, wow, that was actually the best thing that happened to me. Wow. If I didn't have to go through that, then I've grown and I wouldn't have met my next partner or I wouldn't have been able to move in my life. I would have been stuck in that, in that situation. And even though it was hard, like the coronavirus is hard, and that is just very much just, okay, we can't control the storm, but all you can do is just evaluate it and then just see what the storm does after it and then go out and try and heal or fix or just do whatever you need to do. If you've got kids, just tell them you love them and they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
And very much don't feed into the fear. Don't believe. I love what Dolores Cannon said. Ask lots of questions. Don't believe any of them. And just make up your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
It is simple. And I love your analogy. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. It's very much just a time of getting back to yourself. And it sucks for some people, and I'm really sorry. But you're gonna get through it. Don't give in. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Well, and I think a thing to look at there is like if it is you know, like you said, it, you know, it sucks, it's horrible, and all these things. It's like, then look at, okay, what is it about it that is making it feel that way, and then move from there, and decide, yeah, what is it you want to do? Because that's part of the shedding process, you know. Maybe it's feeling so horrible because you're grieving because something's changing, and you know, and
feel it.
Yeah, and then
I'm very much just feel.
Yeah, it'll all be different, you know. It's like sometimes it's a good thing, you know. But we grieve in the process when we're losing something. But you, what they've always said, you know, when one door closes, another opens. So that's you. Got to trust and believe that those things are happening rather than trying to hang on to that other door. The other one can't open as long as you've got your foot in the door of the other one. You know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, totally.
In my mind, I just saw like half the audience pull their foot out of the door.
Yeah.
Good job.
Wonderful.
Good job.
You're going to be okay. You can do it. You're going to be okay.
It all works out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
spoiler alert, it all works out.
Yeah, and I'm very much a big team player. Like, we're all in this together, we're all in the Titanic together, and we're all going down together, but we are together.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Mm-hmm. You know,
but we're gonna be all right.
But the ship is sinking, John.
We've got listeners all over the world, and they're putting their, like, Portugal and Ireland, and
fantastic.
Of course you got the U.S., you're in Australia.
Wow.
I'm just, as I feel like I kind of became the official chat room monitor here, it's just been fun to kind of see who's popping in, and again, I just want to shout out to everybody that is letting us know where you're at and your locations. That's fun.
Wonderful.
Wow. We're all over the world today. So hello, everyone.
It's
all
crazy.
Over.
So
yeah.
cool. So what other questions? You said there were questions from there.
Yeah, there was a question about, let me find it. John, are there any tips for helping clients with quitting smoking? And that's from Wee.
Yes. Yeah. On the QHHT forum, I actually wrote a post on it. It's the most simplest thing in the world. Ask their subconscious about it. What's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
And just simply leave it up to them. Mm-hmm. It's the most simplest thing in the world. Get their subconscious to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the answer to all of them.
All of them.
you just ask the SC and let them deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And very much like mine, I'm like, I want to stop smoking. What's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just let it unfold.
Exactly.
Mm. Mm.
Very nice. Yeah.
Simple. Keep it down to simple. I always try and keep. That's why I love QHHT, because I'm so simple minded that even I can get this. It's so simple. It's only our human aspects that tries to make it complicated.
Exactly. That's what I always say. The universe is simple. The universe is very, very simple. When you start seeing something being complicated, getting complex, that's man getting in the middle. That's that conscious mind doing its thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. Very much so.
Yeah. And I don't know that there's any other questions, but more people chiming in. Lake Tahoe, Arizona. Yeah. I'm having fun with that. Hi, guys.
Very cool.
Like I said, a lot of practitioners from the pages that I posted on. So hi to all of you guys.
Wonderful.
Oh.
So much support. Cool. We're feeling
That's it. Awesome. That's awesome, because now I can go back to Julia. Can I ask you this question?
Where'd she go? I thought this was
always
interviewing John.
That's what I thought.
No way. The whole hour is everybody loves Dolores. I'm sorry to say, Julia, but you're the voice for Dolores now, and no one knows Dolores like you know Dolores. So, and I'm always curious. Was there anything that was a little bit quirky about her?
Oh my gosh. All the great questions tonight.
Actually,
does she have a pet snake or anything?
Well, in this it's quirky, but it's also, I think, it's a secret to her success. Okay.
Ooh. Well, yeah. Got juicy.
She was like a child. She was just so, so excited, and she would see things, and it'd be like the first time she ever saw it. And sometimes I'd look, and I was like, you have been on this planet for 80 years. I know you have dealt with this before. You have seen this before. But it was like she was just, everything was this awe and wonder. And it was like the more, you know, that's just what she was really expressing more and more. And I think that's what made her sessions work so beautifully well, is because she just had the belief of a wide-eyed child. You know, she would, the curiosity and the awe and the belief, and that's why it worked. There was no doubt. She just believed in the magic, and it worked. And it was just
disappointed it wasn't about a snake, because I am, and kind of, but that's okay. The pet snake. There's no pet snake?
No.
Okay.
No pet snake. No. No, that threw me way out of here.
I saw it in your face. It was like, what? Where did that come from?
No, it was just, and she had this laugh, you know, it's like she had this internal thing going on. And once in a while, she just goes, it's like she just cracked herself up about something.
That's awesome.
And that was that whole little thing, you know, it was just that childlike part of her that was just coming out more and more. And so that's what I like to teach in the classes, is get back to that child in you. That child has all the magic. That child is the one that has all the answers, you know, that can do all these wonderful things, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Needed and grown up, and we lose that part. We think we lose that part. It's still there. It's just, we just got to get back in touch with it.
Yeah. You know, and I use that in my sessions. I don't know if you do, John, but that childlike wonderment is what I tell people. Go into that. Just be like a child seeing something for the first time. Yeah. And so that's cool to know that that was her little secret, because it does come in a lot. I tell people to go into that imagination and just play with it.
Just go and have fun. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you notice kids when they're playing, and it's all the imagination and all these things. I mean, they're not analyzing, they're not doing any of that. They're completely in their world, and it's all there, you know, and that's how it works. They are creating their world. There's nothing in them going, oh, but I don't know. I wonder, you know, no, they just go full force right into it. Yeah. And it is all there. And that's
doing.
Yes. So everybody, that's the secret.
Totally.
And that's the secret. That's the
secret. And very much when I was doing my level one and level two, I was just, all the time, I was just getting bombarded with, don't worry about the how, don't worry about the why, just do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I was okay. I can do that.
Absolutely. And they're saying use that same philosophy. So that anybody that's concerned about how am I going to, you know, they're new coming out, and how am I going to get my sessions? How am I going to do this? How am I going to, they're saying that is exactly where you need to go with it. Just do.
Just do.
Don't worry about all the other stuff. It will work out.
Mm-hmm.
The big trust thing that's part of, I think, this time right now is developing the trust and the faith. And just do.
Yep. Totally. Just do. And then I was talking to Kyra about it just before I applied for my level three, and I said, man, my messages got changed. And then it said, and he said, well, what is it? And I said, instead of just do, it said just be.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Okay.
The juicy bits. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's my, I call my conscious mind Scooby-Doo.
So John, what's one of the past lives that you've taken someone through, if it's okay to share it? What's one of the maybe the strangest ones that you've had somebody go into?
Strangest, most profound, or whatever.
Yeah, one that stands out.
Mm-hmm.
The one the other day, I just put a blog on the QHHT forum. I sent it to Lara. But this guy this guy came in and wow, just sometimes you just really have to hold your nerve. And he went up into a spaceship, which is nothing odd about that. No, working on him. But while there was, it's not in our world, no. But he had two ETs just working on his body, and he was in his current body. It's like, yeah, that's cool. And then I said, is there anywhere else that you want to go or you want to do or anything like that? And he said, well, now I'm actually drifting out. And he said, I'm seeing like a sun, but it's brighter and it's bigger. And he goes, I'm heading towards it. I'm floating towards it. I was like, wow, that's cool. And so he actually morphed into it. And I said, well, how does that feel? And he's like, oh, it's lovely. It's so nice. And then he just froze, like took a big gasp. And he said, I see a shadow coming towards me. And then he realized it was fear. And he was just petrified. And it's really important as a practitioner to hold your nerve and just to trust. And as the shadow got closer and closer, he was honestly so petrified that it sort of morphed into him. And then when it came out, it was next to him. And I said to him, well, it's next to you. Do you want to talk to it or say anything? And he couldn't face it. And then he went back down. The shadow went away. And then he went back down into the spaceship and then he came out. And then when I was talking to his higher self about it, his higher self said he's very much failed the test. And I said, what test? I said, give me your opinion on it. And he said, the fear, he thinks it's real. And he said he wouldn't face it. Mm. I was like, so what's your opinion on it? He said, it's an illusion. It's like, wow. But people get caught up in that fear and it overwhelms them and it stops them in their tracks. They just go,
wow.
And it was a huge lesson. It was really powerful. Really, really powerful.
Yes. What a great story.
I'll never forget that one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Oh, it was so cool. So cool. And when he listens back to it, it's just going to trigger everything off. And what his higher self told him, it's so wow, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to ask next. You know, because Tracy was asking about the most, you know, the most profound session that, you know, you remember. And I was going to ask the next about a healing, but look at the healing that would have come from that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That's
amazing. Oh, totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally. He felt the fear and he was petrified.
Yeah.
He was just, I've never seen anything like it. And it lasted for about 60 seconds, but he was feeling, he will never feel so scared in his life, ever. So whatever challenges he faces now, he'll be like, well, it can't be as worse as that.
True. I faced fear. Well, I didn't face fear, but I was right there with it.
Mm.
But, you know, even telling that story is
brilliant. It was right there with it, and I...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But... Sorry.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally. That's right. And I gave him the opportunity to face it. I gave him the opportunity to face it and speak to him, and he mm-hmm. couldn't.
Yeah,
I was like, okay. So and then it just went, and then so I was very curious and talking to his higher self about it.
Well, yeah. and that's what's so cool is because higher self had that to say about it. Now he will probably be different the next time he faces fear. Or he, you know, because he's gotten a different perspective.
Oh, totally, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a whole total new shift.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we're talking over each other. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there must be a delay in
the
sound.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, we've just got a few minutes left, John.
Okay.
Before we lose time. I want to ask you how people can find you, how they can reach you and communicate if they want to. What's the best way?
The easiest way is probably on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, just look me up, John McLucky, and it's spelled McLuckie. I used to, now I quite like quirky names. I'm like, wow, I can remember that. And even from a kid, people were like, I can't remember him, but I can remember his name. It's like, yeah, cool. That, or that's probably the easiest way, or go to qhhtofficial.com and just look me up through there. I'm very much find a practitioner. If you do want a QHHT session, find a practitioner, but actually find someone that resonates with you. Don't just go for anyone. Actually find someone that you can talk to and ask them questions, and they're going to give you the time and the energy into you, because really the whole session is about the client. And that's very much how Dolores was. I feel I try and emulate as much as I can with Dolores, and when it's your day, it's your day. This is all about you, and it's just them and me. We just create the rest. There's no rest of the world. It doesn't matter. Just talk to me and just enjoy the experience. And I very much feel that's the difference between like a really good session and a really it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, the only difference I have between what I do and Dolores does is I don't have blankets and I don't tuck them in. And go, okay, dear, you just tell me if you're hot and I'll pull the blankets down. You tell me if you're cold and I'll pull the blankets up. I'm like, nah, you can do that yourself. I'm not touching you. You're on your own there.
That's accordingly.
I'm saying what I can get away with and what an 80-year-old woman can get away with, two totally different things.
Exactly. Yeah.
But the process is for you. Totally.
Yeah. That's hysterical.
I did like the imitation you did of Dolores pulling that up and the voice, everything. That's great.
Thank you.
You channeled her.
I practice a lot. I've said it many, many, many times.
Oh my gosh, that's the best.
Okay, so we've got like 1 minute left. So any final parting message that you would like to share with everyone? Because I've been so happy to have you on, so I really appreciate that.
Yeah, just be yourself and just have your own human experience. And remember, we're all emotional creatures. There's no right, there's no wrong. Just feel what you're feeling and just enjoy being a human.
Being a human.
Being a human, yeah.
Yeah, I got to quit doing human and start being human.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Good. That's great advice, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just being in the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much, John. And thank you for coming all the way from Australia.
Australia and New Zealand.
And New Zealand, yes. Right.
And yeah. I can't believe I'm on the metaphysical hour. So
John, I'm going to remind you to go over to the pages where the live viewing parties were going on and look at the comments and posts that were on there, because there's a lot of people supporting you over there. So
they love you.
I do love them. And please, if you are in Australia or New Zealand, please get in contact with me.
They are.
I love helping out as much as I can. I just love it. There's a real base down here. I'm really trying to expand it as much as I can. And I'm more than happy to help out in the most best way that I can. Yeah, I love it. And I love helping, assisting, teaching. And I just, mm-hmm. It's awesome. I love it.
That's wonderful.
Love it.
I wish he could tell us how he feels about it.
I know. Yeah. I wish he would be better at expressing himself.
Next time.
Okay.
Be more open.
I'm a little bit nervous.
Oh, you are doing great, John. And thank you. We love you. We love you. Love
thank
you.
You. I love you too.
Yes, it's been fun, John.
It has. Anyway, so we love you, everyone. And thank you all for being here from all the parts of the world that you're coming from. I'm so excited that you came to join us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you. Just a little old me down here in Australia. Sorry, little old me.
Okay, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you.